Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. Psalm 37:27.
Father, I will turn away from evil so that I might dwell forever in your presence. Lord, I love your holiness. So much of my nature is so carnal, and I know that I must be renewed in your image if I am to spend eternity with you. I am not of this world, just as you were not of this world. My new nature is heavenly, not worldly. My new nature will hate evil, as you do. Father, let your blessed Holy Spirit unite me so closely to you that I feel that I am truly not a part of this world.
Our thought for the day is to think about this throughout your day. You are a pilgrim, a stranger in a strange land. This world is not your home. Oh, the glorious truth, the blessed hope of where our home really is.
Today's action, study God's kingdom. How unlike this world it is. Today's treasure can be found in the book of John, chapter 17, verses 14, 11, and 16. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. Verse 14, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Verse 16, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
The scripture, turn from evil and do good, and then you will dwell in the land forever. The Israelites, when they left Egypt, could have been in the promised land in a very short time. It would not have taken years. It would not have taken months. But because their evil intentions, and that they would not turn from evil, they never saw the promised land. They walked 40 years until every one of them had died of that generation. And the new generation entered the promised land. God has a promised land for every one of us, my friends. It's a promised land of eternity with Him. But many of you who will not accept Jesus will not ever see that. You will be more concerned about the things of this world. Turn from this world to your true home. Pilgrim, go forth, just like the Israelites did when they crossed over into the promised land. It awaits you.